Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
These are the people that we don't want. You know, we all have big hearts and all that stuff. She let in 25,272 illegal aliens convicted of rape and other sex crimes.
Former President Donald Trump continues to blame Vice President Kamala Harris for a border crisis. At a Pennsylvania campaign rally, he claimed Harris is responsible for letting in what he called 600,000 migrant criminals of the worst kind, saying they're sadist thugs who are dealing drugs and committing human trafficking. CNN fact-checkers say Trump is wildly distorting the truth. Trump cited a just-released ICE report that says thousands of migrants convicted of homicide and other crimes are outside of immigration custody, but CNN found many came in under Trump, and the report didn't say how many are in civilian prisons. At an Arizona rally, Harris again noted that Trump got Senate Republicans to kill a bipartisan border bill earlier this year.
He picked up the phone and called some friends in Congress and said, stop the bill. Because, you see, he prefers to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem.
Trump also says without proof that Harris is mentally disabled. Meanwhile, world leaders say Israel's attacks on Hezbollah, including the group's leader, are close to starting a regional war. Defending the strikes to the United Nations General Assembly, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says they intend to stop Hezbollah from rocketing northern Israel.
We won't rest until our citizens can return safely to their homes. We will not accept a terror army perched on our northern border, able to perpetrate another October 7th-style massacre.
Netanyahu is also repeating that Hamas cannot be part of a post-war Gaza government, though critics in Israel say he's blocking any other options. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas says Netanyahu could have worked with him on a two-state solution after the October 7th attack, but refused to.
The Israeli government took advantage of what happened to launch an all-out war of genocide against Gaza. It committed and continues to commit war crimes, as acknowledged by the international community.
Teachers say partisan politics is demoralizing educators and discouraging others from joining them. GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance has attacked the gay leader of a teachers union for not having children and said childless educators are brainwashing kids. Maggie Meyer's attack teaches high school history in Philadelphia.
We're seeing politicians and leaders in the news talk poorly about us. We're seeing families and parents, unfortunately, who have kind of been turned against us and what we're trying to do in our schools.
Wisconsin is fighting over ballot drop boxes. Early this summer, the state Supreme Court reversed a near total ban on drop boxes for absentee ballots, but a Wisconsin mayor opposed to them held a public event where he removed one outside of City Hall, calling it insecure. Sam Liebert, with All Voting is Local, defends them.
They help so many types of voters, whether they're voters with disabilities, they're third shift workers, they're single parents. All types of people benefit from having ballot drop boxes.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.